This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Obama administration has now lost 9 of 12 cases involving nonprofit organizations opposing the controversial HHS mandate. Friday, a Houston federal court said the Obama administration is in violation of federal civil rights law when it seeks to compel employers to pay for insurance, providing the interdiction of pregnancy with things like chemicals and devices that often cause abortion. A California teenager and her family are the subject of a national debate on who tells whom when it's okay to remove life support. Jahi McMath is on life support after a failed tonsillectomy. Her hospital says she is brain dead, and her family wants her moved to where she can receive care. A judge has set 5 p.m. Monday as the time when her hospital can remove life support, and her hospital is fighting efforts to move her to another facility. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. A pro-life group that monitors abortion and the life issue internationally says the global abortion lobby has been starved for victories over the last few years. Nevertheless, CFAM is warning of 4 pro-abortion advances from 2013 that may expand in the coming year. Infanticide, eugenic population control, and supposed rights of children to abortion are advancing on a number of fronts at the UN. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.